事略影
On the Town，
就在 BBC Learning English。
From BBC Learning English。
Hello and welcome to On the Town from BBC Learning English. I'm Jo.
大家好，我是冯菲菲。在这个欢庆的季节里，我们要和大家聊点什么呢？带大家到哪儿去走走呢？
Today we're going to Trafalgar Square to look at the big, beautiful Christmas tree.
不过 ，Jo， 我觉得那不就是随处可见的一棵圣诞树吗
？No, Feifei. Every year, this particular Christmas tree is chosen and sent to London from Oslo in Norway.
But why from Norway?
Here's the mayor of Oslo.
For us, it's a very deep thing, important.And it brings out emotions and memories. I can remember very, very well the first Allied soldiers who came to Oslo in May 1945, and of course they were British.
He says it's a very deep thing, and it brings out emotions and memories.
Emotions, 感情 memories, 回忆 Allied soldiers, 盟军士兵
Ever since 1947, every year this beautiful tree is given to the people of London from the people of Norway, in gratitude for Britain's support for Norway during World War II.
正是为了对英国在第二次世界大战期间对挪威的支持和帮助表示感谢，从1947年开始，挪威人民每年都会给伦敦市民送一棵圣诞树。不过我有一个问题，为什么他们会选择送一棵圣诞树而不是别的什么东西呢？
Here's BBC reporter Sally Nugent.
During the Second World War, the Norwegian royal family had to escape the country as the German occupation of Europe advanced. They came here to Britain and were sheltered here in exile for 5 years. During that time, the Norwegian resistance would send a Christmas tree every year in secret to their exiled king to remind him of his homeland. Of course, at the end of the war, they returned home, and every year since then, the Norwegian government has sent this Christmas tree to London to say thank you.
So, the Norwegian royal family had to escape the country as the German occupation of Europe advanced. Escape.
逃亡
Occupation.
侵占由于法西斯德国对欧洲大陆的侵占，挪威皇室不得不逃离他们的国家。
During the 5 years when they were sheltered in exile here in Britain, the Norwegian resistance would send a Christmas tree every year in secret to their exiled king to remind him of his homeland.
在挪威皇室流亡的五年里，他们一直生活在英国，并得到了很好的保护。挪威人民为了让他们的国王不要忘记自己的祖国，在那五年里，每年都会秘密地送一棵挪威的圣诞树到国王的身边。
They returned home at the end of the war, and ever since then, the Norwegian government has sent a Christmas tree to London to say thank you. And because of that, this Christmas tree in Trafalgar Square is decorated in a Norwegian style.
It is decorated in traditional Norwegian style with simple white lights, 500 energy-efficient light bulbs, and a simple white star on the top.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
Now, looking at this tree, it's over 20 metres high and decorated with 500 energy-efficient light bulbs and a simple white star on the top.
这棵圣诞树有20米高，上面挂着500个装饰用的节能灯 ，energy efficient light bulbs， 节能灯。在树的顶端还有一颗白色的星星。
We can also see different groups of carol singers waiting to take to the stage.
Carol singers， 唱圣诞颂歌的合唱团 ，take to the stage， 登台表演。
These carol singers will be here every day at Trafalgar Square from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. between the 10th and the 23rd of December. So if you're in the area, why not come and have a look and listen to the carol singers?
圣诞节期间的特拉法加广场的确非常漂亮。如果你正好离这儿不远的话，可千万别错过了漂亮的圣诞树。对了，还有这美妙的歌声。
Join us again next time for another On the Town. And don't forget, you can visit our website at www.bbcchina.com. www.com.cn. See ya.
Bye.
On the town.
都市略影.
From BBC Learning English.